open wide. It's
Mouth Time
with Reductus.
I'm Div.
And I'm Quen.
And we're just two girls.
We share what our heads are thinking
by moving our mouths. On today's episode, here's what we'll be mouthing about. We're emptying the shelters.
We're on a drive to empty all the animal shelters by the end of the show. We don't care if you're adopting them or not.
We're going to play Name That Sia Song.
Plus, we talk to Jim Selfie Pioneer, Trephany Michelle. We're editors of Reductress, the only source for women's style, news, entertainment, life advice, inspiration, and dogs that really should be adopted.
They're adoptable.
They're adoptable.
They're adoptable pups.
Empty the shelters.
Empty them. Now, you guys can't see this, but Quen just had a huge breakthrough.
Okay, I literally didn't. And
it happened right here in the studio. It was before we started recording.
I did not have a breakthrough, and you're embarrassing me.
Quen, come on. It's exciting. Breakthroughs are, like, so cool.
Okay, fine. You guys can't see this because this is a podcast, but I did learn what pegging is.
Pegging.
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 Well, that's close enough.
Cool.
Yeah, so Quen apparently had no idea what it was, which is crazy because, like, literally everybody does it all the time.
No, they don't.
All day.
Okay, I knew that people did pegging all the time. I just thought that what pegging was when you, like, peg pictures up on your corkboard.
Your what?
Your corkboard.
Kickboard?
Your corkboard. It's, like, oh, a piece of cork that's, like, in a frame, and you hang it up, and you can, like, put up little memos and stuff.
So you thought that that's what people were talking about?
Yeah,
when
you
they
just
talked,
like,
about
peg something
sex
up there
stuff?
I don't know, some people get off on, like, organization.
That's so true.
Yeah,
I'm not allowed in Office Max anymore.
See, that's what I'm talking about. So anyway, I found out what pegging is, and now I'm good.
Do you like it? Do you peg chab all the time?
I didn't even know what it was until just now. So how would I have done it?
I don't know. Maybe you called it something different.
What?
Like trimp tramp?
No. Okay. Tramp tramp is like something that you do in a stable. So don't even start with me.
Right.
Okay. Literally, I have not done that with chab because I am the receiver of sex things. I am not the giver. But even if I was the giver from the child's book, The Giver,
sure,
I would probably think that the more appropriate name for pegging was something like skewer 'em up.
Skewer 'em up?
Yeah, because you're skewering 'em up.
Yeah, that actually is a great phrase. But Quen, come on, I want to know more. Like, what do you guys do?
I'm not talking about
come
this.
Come on, I want to hear about you and Chab's sex life.
I
never
literally
talk about it.
I literally can't.
Do you guys have sex?
Like, you know we do, but I don't want to say it because it's a podcast.
That's right. So what do you like? Do you like ding dong or like ding dong ditch?
I'm not answering.
Oh my God, tell me, what do you like? Do you like rock, paper, scissors? Do you like chair throw? Do you like crimp cramp?
I don't even know what half of these are.
Ugh, I don't believe you.
Okay, I
what
know what
do, like?
I know what like half of them are, but I'm not going to tell you whether or not we do them.
Well, you definitely do reverse cowgirl, right?
That's so gross. I'm not a cowgirl. I'm a horse princess.
Okay. But what do you like? Do you like 69 doggy style?
Oh yeah. I love doggy
style.
Oh
my God. Yes, we broke her.
It's so cute. I love it. It's so cute.
Wait, it's cute?
Yeah.
Okay, Quen, can you tell me what you think doggy style is?
Yeah. Okay, I know what doggy style is.
Can you say it?
Yeah, it's when cute little pups wear the latest fashions.
Okay.
And then Chab rams me from behind.
Yay!
Yay!
So speaking of dogs, that brings us to this week's theme.
Empty the shelters!
This week we are absolutely devoted to emptying every shelter across New York City. And then the world!
You guys totally can't see this, but some shelters are actually really unnatural and cruel.
Totally. Div and I are like obsessed with living things not dying. Unless it's meant to be.
Obviously.
So we went to take like, you know, we want to take like a strongish stand against shelters and empty them out this week.
Some people have asked us if the dogs are getting adopted and going to forever homes.
But that's like kind of confusing to us, because is that what freedom really is? Getting, quote, adopted? Tell that to literally every single one of my sisters.
Or the runaways sleeping on my floor right now.
Yeah, we want animals to be free to make choices that they want.
That's why I've literally just been going into every shelter wearing a ski mask and shooting locks off the dog cages with my homemade BB gun that my ex-boyfriend made for my dealer that I then stole in a jealous sexual rage. So now the dogs are free and I'm a hero.
And I just, like, I walked into a shelter and I whispered, "You guys should get out of here," to all the dogs. And then I went to a breeder and bought a doodle poo.
Oh, what's that?
It's like it's a mix. I think it's a mix between a doodle and a poo.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so like you can tell like there's more than one way to help empty the shelters this week.
Yeah, and one thing actually that we learned in the office is that millions of animals die in shelters every year.
And we also learned that zero animals die on the streets.
Yep, they don't die.
They can't.
They can't. They're not allowed to, but and they're rule followers.
Yeah.
We also learned that no, we're not pegging dogs.
That's right.
I thought that pegging meant something else at the time.
It doesn't.
Well, I was pegging photos of the doggies I liked all over my cork board, so sue me.
Yeah, well, sue her. Someone.
Don't sue me.
You have so much money, though.
Okay, literally don't sue me.
Yeah.
Anyway, now Chab and I have a doodle poo that can't breathe on its own. We can only walk it in a stroller, but the breeder actually said that that's pretty normal.
Oh, that's so brave.
Well, we're so brave.
So congrats to us on our noble week
emptying the shelters.
So speaking of saving the world and doing good things,
we just wanted to tell you a little more about Thinks, you know, the period underwear.
Yeah. So just when you thought we were going to tell you how great it is, we're going to flip it on you.
Every pair of Thinks you buy helps girls, because every pair you buy helps a girl in a developing world get access to sanitary products and safe spaces for health and financial education.
Yeah, it's not like Thinks is going to rest on their period panty laurels and just let that shit happen. They're doing something about it.
So even if you aren't doing anything about it, which honestly you might not be because you might not have even known that this was a problem, buying a pair of Thinks helps you say that you did. Because you did.
Because you did. And as always, let them know you're supporting this podcast by using promo code REDUCTRESS for $5 off at checkout.
No girls will suffer on account of this promo code.
It's true. We tested it. Everyone came out fine.
So check out shethinks.com for more info and use promo code REDUCTRESS.
You won't not be helping.
But you will be helping. This next segment is our all-time favorite segment, and it's called
The Mouthwash.
And this is where we take the slurpiest yum yum headlines on our site and swish them around and spit them out in the sink of life.
This week's article comes to us from Grace Perry, and it's really groundbreaking.
It is so groundbreaking.
This article is, wow, this woman rewards her 3 minutes of work with 2 full hours of stalking her ex, and we are so inspired.
Basically, this woman has created a new way to be productive by doing work for a solid 3 minutes and then really going for it by stalking her ex online for a few hours after that.
Yeah, I can really relate to this because I only get about 7 minutes of work done each day because of a medical condition that I probably have.
Oh, what is it?
I'm a Taurus. Also, I'm possessed.
Oh, I knew that.
Yeah. So anyway, this is a good way to motivate myself to get shit done.
I actually don't have any ex-boyfriends. I just have ex-loves of my life, and I don't like to think about them because that's technically cheating on Chab. But I do like to Facebook stalk some of my old stables and all my ex-stepdads, so I've been actually using this, and it's been working really well for me.
Yeah, I don't really believe in labels, so I don't have any, like, ex-boyfriends per se, but I do have thousands of ex-slam pieces, and half of them are off the grid, so I'm, like, basically a detective. It takes a lot of time. Either way, I'm not getting much work done.
That is true. I actually haven't seen you do work possibly ever.
But now you know why I look like Sandra Bullock in The Net for 12 hours a day.
Makes sense.
Also, I fucked half of Anonymous.
Oh.
And 3/4 of Banksy.
Busy girl.
All right. Now it's time for our favorite segment, which is a game. And it's called
Name That Sia Song. It's a pretty complicated game, but basically we're going to be given a lyric from a song by the bewigged pop superstar Sia, and we have to
guess that Sia song.
Which is not the name of the game. The name of the game is
Name That Sia Song.
I'm excited.
Me too.
Okay, so here's the first one for you to guess. What theme song do you think it is?
I'm gonna guess it's like, you know, elastic is like a thread,
right?
And like a thread, if you put it on the ceiling and put a light bulb on it, that's a chandelier. So I'm gonna say it's chandelier.
Ah, close, but actually it's elastic heart.
Ugh. I know. How would I have gotten that?
I don't know. I guess you would just have to be like a Sia freak, like a Sia super fan.
Total Sia freak.
Sia freak.
Okay.
Okay, here are the lyrics.
I want to say...
You know this one.
I know. It's Chandelier, obviously.
No, this it's Titanium.
What?
The lyrics are, I am Titanium, I am Titanium, I am Titanium.
Right, but it's a Sia song?
That's true. No, that's a good point.
Okay, here's one.
What? That's not a Sia song. What is... Wait, say it again. Okay, that I know. I don't tell me because I know the song. It's Rockin' Robin.
No, it's actually Chandelier.
Wow. And that was Name That Sia Song.
Okay, so this is our favorite part of the show, and it's when we have our favorite part of the show.
That's right. And our favorite part of the show is our guest, the inventor of the hashtag gym selfie hashtag, Trefany Michelle. Thanks so much for being here, Trefany.
Oh my God, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, wow. It's so nice to meet you. And like, can I just say, like, seeing your face in person is just as thrilling as seeing it on my phone.
Thank you so much. That's like really inspirational to me.
Well, you're really inspirational to us because
I am.
For anyone who doesn't know about you, which would be lit insane because you are crazy. You're everywhere. Basically, you were the first person to ever take a picture at yourself at the gym. And then you shared it.
I shared it. Absolutely.
And you took a picture at yourself.
I took a picture at myself.
Not of yourself.
No, not all myself. At myself.
But it was of the gym.
You were like, the gym. You were thrusting the phone towards your face. You're taking it at you.
At me. Like, yeah. I was moving the camera. I captured it.
Right. Which is cool because it like makes you feel like you're exercising when you look at these pictures.
Thank you. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And yeah, I hashtagged it. Hashtag gym selfie.
Wow. How did you get the inspiration for something so inspirational?
Well, I guess like I get inspiration from myself. I like to look inside myself and think like, oh, okay, what would Trefany do? I know it like people usually like look at inspiration outwards, but I look at it inwards. So Trefany would like take a picture of herself and like post it for like millions and millions, billions of people to see, you know?
I do.
Yeah, that's your thing.
And I loved the hashtag you tried to make happen. All the other
also
ones
Beyonce,
like, didn't
sorry.
Take up.
Oh, Beyonce also inspires.
Yeah,
me,
sorry.
Beyonce inspires.
No,
yeah.
You should be sorry. You should have said that up front.
I know, but like mostly myself, but also Beyonce.
That's so true.
That's so good.
I'm really sorry that I interrupted you.
No, you can interrupt me anytime you want. That's where you interrupt someone you rap. I'm also a huge fan of all of your other hashtags that didn't quite take off, like hashtag I'mspirational.
Yeah.
Where at first you misspelled inspirational, but then you were like, I'mspirational, like I inspire me.
Yeah, that's so thank you for noticing that. Yeah, it was definitely a mistake at first, but then I felt like really positive about it. So I just kept it. Now I actually use that one a lot.
Yeah, one other hashtag that you use a lot that I'm always wondered what it means is hashtag shut the doors.
Yeah. Hashtag shut the doors. It's really good. Do you guys know that that song?
Yes.
Shut Dido, keep out the devil. Okay, so I sang that like in sixth grade.
Yeah.
And it's like inspirational to me. So that has stuck with me since then.
Yeah,
so it's like a song.
It's
religious. It's religious.
Are you you're deeply religious?
No.
So for you, what is the devil and what are doors?
Well, the devil is any place that doesn't have good lighting or mirrors.
Okay.
I'm out. I don't want to be there.
No. Oh, sorry. We set up some mirrors for you here so that you could feel more comfortable.
Thank you. Thank you. No, I see that. I mean, I have like exclusive access to all of the gyms around the city.
Wow. That's very exclusive.
Do you bring a lot of business to the gyms?
Well, like, no, because I don't actually pay to be there. They just like, they like me coming in because I'm inspiring to people and to
myself.
And
then that brings more people to the gym?
Oh, I don't know. I don't check.
You don't check?
I don't check.
You don't go into their computers and look it up?
Or maybe even call and ask.
I could call them.
So what's your favorite workout to not do at the gym?
Okay, I love the one where you have your legs, you're sitting down. Okay, picture it. You're sitting down.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right. And you're on a bench. What? Okay?
Okay, no, yeah, weights. No, I'm there.
Okay, you're there. Okay. And then your knees are together, and then you open your knees, and then you close your knees. And you just, like, keep doing that. It's a little, like, acrobatic.
It's a little what?
Acrobatic.
Oh, that's where Aladdin lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is this a machine or is this just a plain bench?
No, just a plain bench. There's, like, no weights. I like to do it when I'm, like, looking in the mirror. So it's like, oh, open.
Yeah. Close. There's a podcast. So you guys can't see it, but she is opening incredible. And closing, it's like I'm looking at my phone.
So I think I look the best in that one.
So you know, we know that, like, your thing is that you go to these gyms and you take some selfies.
Yeah, let's clarify that.
And you don't work out. But do people come to you for exercise advice since you do exclusively take selfies in gyms?
They absolutely do. And everybody asks me, how do I stay so fit? But it's, like, hard for me because my answer is that I'm just naturally thin.
What? No.
Yeah. So, like, I just have to say, well, what I recommend is being born differently.
That's good.
Yeah.
That helps.
I actually will
things.
Talk to my doctor about that because I've actually been trying to try some type of, like, backward uterine journey that's kind of like a vacation, except I'm small enough to just, like, crawl back up mama.
Quinn, you and your mom need to see less of each other, I think.
She's so hot.
So what are some mistakes that people make when they're taking selfies and when they're at the gym? Because for me, my biggest mistake at the gym was when I stole 11 treadmills.
Every time I go to the gym, I literally fall through the cracks.
She's so small.
You are, like, very small. Yeah. And I'm really impressed because, like...
But I don't know what my BMI is, you know? Like, I feel like it's just a classic American Girl thing where it's, like, I'm so tiny and every time I go to the gym, I just, like, fall through. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm walking and then BMI. I just slip through. But, like, I don't know what my BMI is.
Here, I'll check. Let me put my fingers in your mouth.
Oh, yeah. Do that. That's where you get it.
Oh, wow. You actually have... it's a zero.
My BMI is zero? Don't even.
Zero to hero.
Zero to hero.
So, like, what mistakes do you see people making?
Okay, fine. The biggest mistake, I think... No, let me start over. I have a quote that I like to say.
Yeah, you should say it.
I love all your quotes because you have so many of them.
I have almost too many.
Yeah, because, like, that, I have to, like, come up with quotes, like, all the time because not only do I hashtag gym selfie, but then I have to put an inspirational quote. Okay, so this one is...
What was that?
An inspirational quote.
How could you spell that?
I-N-P-R-S-I-O-N-L.
Got it.
Quote. Okay. My favorite one is, there are no bad selfies, just bad people.
Wow.
Wow, that's, like, so fucking real.
Yeah. So, like, if you're a bad person, your selfie is probably going to be, like, bad.
What makes a bad selfie bad?
Oh, okay. Well, I guess, like, you have to have some sort of lights.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that?
No. Wait, I've got
another... You do have to be visible.
Yeah. You have to be visible. That's, like, the... You have to be visible.
You're getting really upset.
It's just, like, people don't... They think that it's, like, so easy to just, like, point your camera at yourself and, like, shoot it, but they don't know that there are rules. You have to be visible and you have to press the button on the camera.
Now let's talk about your feud. Now that you're, like, a big Instagram celebrity, you have a huge feud with photographer Ansel Adams, the famous nature photographer who took pictures of Yosemite and other parks. You say that he takes the worst selfies in the entire world.
Yeah.
Because they're just mountains and not his face. He has passed away, but you have made it clear that you'll stop at nothing until he dies.
I will murder him, okay, with my bare hands if I ever find him.
That reminds me of one of my favorite inspirational quotes that you have, which is, quote, to live is to die, and even if you're dead, I could kill you if you give me your address. All I have a map on my phone.
That's really good. Yeah, all my quotes, they usually don't have to do with selfies, actually. It's just about, like, the power within.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. What's your favorite quote?
My favorite is by far, it's from May 4th, so recently. It says,
I remember this one.
Yeah, all of us are little nuclear power plants and our waste is poop, so don't.
So don't. And then I put 7 exclamation points, but I actually erased 1 and put 6.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I noticed
that's
that.
A trick. That's a trick.
That's so a great good. Trick.
Thank you. Thank you.
What do you think of Selfie Monkey, the monkey that took a selfie?
I think that he's, like, fine. I think that maybe he should, like, give somebody else a chance. Like, I think selfies are more for, like, humans.
That's fair.
But, like, I think it's, like, good for him. And, like, if he finds inspiration from that, then, like, who am I to say that? Who am I to say don't?
That is – I have that T-shirt that you made.
I have a lot of t-shirts of yours that say, who am I to say, who am I to say don't? It's like two questions. It's like, who am I? And then it's like, who am I to say don't? Yeah. And that's how I want to be buried.
Yeah. I just went back to my high school recently and gave a speech at the graduation ceremony.
Were they all like so stunned that you came back because you're such a big star?
Well, it was in the gym. Sure.
It was in the gym, which is why they, you know, had to ask me.
We got to ask her.
Nobody clapped, but I think it was because they were really stunned.
What was the theme of your speech?
Yeah, what did you say?
To live is to die, but to die is not good. So it was about, like, living your life.
So that one was also about Ansel Adams.
Yeah, Ansel Adams. That's what the same. Yeah. Actually, I just showed a PowerPoint of Ansel Adams photos, and I said why they were bad. That's a mountain. That's sand. That's a plant.
So you actually have your own book that's coming out.
I love reading.
Cool.
Yeah, cool. So you have a book that's coming out, and it's a coffee table book, but it's a little different because instead of actually having the photos of your gym selfies, it's just a book that's a series of links that if you were to type them into a browser, it would go to your gym selfies. Can you tell me about the inspiration behind it?
Sure. Honestly, like, I made it on my Tumblr, and so, like, you could click the links on the Tumblr, and they were like, you should put the pictures, and I was like, but there's links. So then they just put the links in because I was screaming, like, for 3 hours.
Wow, yeah. That's like your only workout, too, I've heard. Screaming. Screaming at your publicists and publishers.
My publicists and publishers are...
You have a lot of both.
Terrible.
You
got a lot of both.
Oh, they're terrible, really.
Well, they just, like, don't get me.
Are they, like, trying to shove you into a mold that you don't fit because you're too small for it?
That's exactly what it is. Because they think, like, oh, you're so small. And I just think that you need to show everybody how small you are with pictures. And I'm like, yeah, I do the pictures online. But then in the book form, aren't you supposed to read? Don't you get it, you guys?
I totally get it.
So that's why I put the links. Okay, basically that's why I put the links in there. So you have something to read.
Yeah. And
what's the name of the book again?
URL, you are me. Selfie, hashtag. Hashtag comes at the end. So again.
URL, you are me. Hashtag selfie.
No.
Hashtag comes at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
That's an allusion to so many works that came before you.
It's very revolution.
Yeah. And you are partnering with Nike to make sit-in pants. And posing pants. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. Okay. So the sit-in pants, actually they're both made of the same material. They're like a very thick Spanx that you cannot move in. You need somebody to help you put them on too. And they're just like thick Spanx.
Yeah.
And the sitting
ones. Do they go underneath something?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, Quinn, what the hell?
I'm so sorry. Quinn. I had a really tough morning with Nimbles. She wouldn't take a gym selfie.
She's,
It's because she can't fit in a gym because she's so big, because she's a horse, but that wasn't the point.
Also, her hooves just don't bend that way.
Don't bring it up.
Don't bend my hooves.
Don't bend my hooves.
That's another one of my favorite. Don't tread on me. My favorite.
Don't bend my hooves.
Hashtags
yeah.
from you.
Thank you. I don't have a pet horse, but I do have a pet iguana.
Oh, really?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Say more.
Yeah, his name is Iguana. I just like didn't want to forget that he was an iguana.
That's
it's
huge.
So easy
That's
to huge. Forget.
It's so easy to forget.
Yeah. Yeah. When I was down in the Amazon jungle doing taxes,
oh, good
there's this
you.
Whole retreat where you like go down there and like they grind up a vine and then they throw that out and then you do taxes.
Really good.
I saw an iguana. It was chill. So so you actually have pioneered some selfie angles too that you have licensed to Canon. Mm-hmm. PowerShot, mm-hmm. the Ashton Kutcher camera.
Yeah. He's so nice, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, he's like so nice.
That's good.
He didn't do any punks on me.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I hate when people punk.
I get scared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so scary.
What's the scariest punk you've ever gotten?
Well, I recently learned that you can't be punked unless you're a celebrity, but you can be pranked. So
you're like really right on that line between
yeah, that's what prank the problem is that like I have a lot of followers, but they're mostly like 15-year-old girls, and that's like good for me. But like I'm trying to like branch out to like adult women.
Sure,
sure, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean like you guys are adults. What are you like 18?
We're like Denina.
Okay,
we're
same. I'm also Denina.
I'm gonna be Nia and Mark.
We have the same birthday.
We do have the same birthday.
That's very cool.
But the weird thing is that we actually have different half birthdays, which has been a huge part of contention.
Yeah, I go by the lunar calendar because my tits are huge.
I actually don't really have a calendar because one time a page flopped down and I got trapped under it.
For a year.
Almost a year.
That's scary.
I missed my birthday in March.
Are you sure it wasn't a punk?
I don't know if it was a punk.
Oh, but you're not a celebrity. Well, you're kind of a celebrity.
I'm kind of a slab.
Wow. Okay. So things are getting heated. So yeah. I'm going to move us along.
Sorry.
Okay. So you've made a lot of selfie angles, like we were talking about for the Canon power shot. And one of them is called butt bulb turn on. And the other one is downside cleave shot.
Yeah.
When you create something like that, like how proud do you feel? Is it uncomfortable in your chest? And what inspired you to make those poses?
It's like not uncomfortable. It's kind of just like how I live now. And mostly I'm just always trying to find different ways to get my face in a camera. So like if that means I have to put my butt on top of a bulb, like a light bulb, then that's what I'm going to have to do. It's all just like different. I'm trying to be different.
Do you brainstorm angles ahead of time or do you just happen upon them?
Definitely not. I'm just like very creative and I just kind of happen upon them. Thank you for asking. That's a good question.
Of course. And we are seeing lately you've been captioning your gym selfies with the phrase get pure. What does that mean?
It means that you need to just like get pure in your selfies. Like stop working out. Just get back to the basics. Just take your selfie, be inspired by yourself, and get out of the dumb gym.
Yeah, when you're at the gym and people are working out a lot, like, are they bothered by you taking selfies? And are you bothered by them working out?
I actually am bothered by them working out. I actually don't care if they're bothered by me. In fact, I don't look at them.
You don't care if them bother?
I don't not care if them bother.
See, that's inspirational.
Thank you so much, because you just have to, like, live your truth in your life.
Yeah.
And your love.
Yeah.
Now, what else besides, you know, your clothing line is on the horizon for you? Because I imagine that the business ops are just rolling in.
Absolutely. I am going to be making kites.
Oh.
Kites for 10-year-olds. And they just have, like, pictures of me on them. And they're, like, cool because it's like me flying in the air. Oh. I'm flying high.
That's,
you know?
I totally had forgotten about that.
Yeah.
With the kite.
Kites,
that's so smart.
Kites fly.
I sort of don't, but I like it anyway.
No, I love kites.
You know what a kite is, Dev?
Yeah, I lived on one for a year.
Oh, another business adventure that I'm getting on. I'm teaming up with BlackBerry to make a new phone that just takes pictures.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. So it doesn't make calls. It just takes pics?
Just takes pics. Isn't
that
crazy?
So it's sort of like a camera?
Yeah, but it was like a phone that just takes pictures.
And it's made by BlackBerry. And I got another question, which is, If you had to encourage your fans to get a tattoo to honor you, what would that tattoo be of?
Live, laugh. It'd say live, laugh, love, gym, inspiration.
Wow.
But you'd have to get it across your rib cage or no dice.
Well, I believe that.
Thank you. Believe it so much. We'd really love if you would stick around and play a game with us. Is that okay?
Oh, I love games.
Okay.
It goes reading, then games.
That's what you love. Yeah. And selfies.
And selfies.
So this game is called Matching.
Oh, my God.
And so since you've got such a good eye for color and everything else, we're going to name three colors, and you decide which ones match. Let's play.
Okay. I'm so excited.
Okay. You want to take the first one?
Yes. Blue, ooh, navy, ooh, aqua. Ooh.
Oh, my God. Blue and aqua.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
I think it is.
Cool. Wow, so you got it right.
Oh,
you got it
awesome. Right. You got it right. Thank you.
Okay, so this next one is orange, red, and Lello.
Lello doesn't go with anything.
Oh, really? Oh. Yeah. Not even if you pair it with another like shade of Lello?
No. Lello's like its own color.
You can't do Lello on Lello.
It sucks because my college's colors were Lello and brown. And I thought that, I don't know, I just have like so many PGs.
Yeah.
PJs with that.
PGs. That's why Quinn can't read.
I can read.
Okay, next one. Black, brown, stripes.
Okay, black and brown. Just like the earth. The earth is black and brown.
You always hashtag that.
Yeah. Hashtag black brown.
Okay. Here's one. Broin, grack, choink.
Can you repeat those?
Yeah.
Broin, grack, choink.
Okay. I love choink.
Choink.
Choink. You let so what would so because I've gotten a couple like gifts before, like thank you gifts because I'm being appreciated and they're chunk. So like what do I pair that with? Boyne or grack?
This is like a hard one. I want to say grack, but it could be broin.
Wow. Yeah, this is interesting for me because my prom dress was actually chunk.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever shown me a picture from your prom.
I have a tintype. Because I'm weird.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors.
Rock and scissors.
Wow. And what do you say to people who say that, like, scissors beat rock?
You're wrong.
That's right.
You're wrong.
Do you ever want to, like, I don't know, like, sit on the weight rack and, like, hump heads?
I'd be really interested in that.
Cool.
Thanks for asking.
Of course.
Wow. What a beautiful thing to see. I know that I would be invited, except that like I'd slip right through.
She'd fall right through.
Yeah, I'd that's why. Right that's the only reason.
Okay, last question. Shirt, pants, dress.
Dress. Shirt, pants, and dress.
Dress and shirt. Dress and shirt.
Dress and shirt?
Dress and shirt.
Dress and a shirt.
Dress and a shirt. They go together like wama wama wooby.
That's my favorite
hashtag. That's my
favorite
hashtag.
Thank you.
And you are so good at working out while wearing sundresses.
I wear sundresses all the time. And actually, more recently, I've started to wear flip-flops and wedges.
Both at the same time?
Yeah.
It sounds painful.
It's like for my art.
That's so inspirational.
We love you so much.
Thank you. I love you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank
here.
You so much.
You're welcome.
We actually have one last segment, and it's our favorite segment, and it's called Spill It.
This is where we talk about all the cool stuff we've got going on. Quinn, what's going on with you?
I actually have my recital for my page-turning class on Saturday, in which me and the other tiny participants showcase our strength by turning a page into a paperback book. It's so hard.
I love that.
Yeah, thank you.
It's like self-defense, but slow. Mm-hmm. And I'm plugging my spicy performance art that I'm debuting this week, where I'm going to chug sriracha outside my ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend's apartment and call it art.
Wow.
That's very cool.
Trafany, do you have anything to plug?
Yeah, I have a live show where I'm going to be surrounded by mirrors, and I'm just going to take different selfies, and they're going to come up on a live stream, and it's just going to be for like 4 hours.
Wow, that's amazing.
Only one person's allowed in at a time. People have said that I'm kind of like the gym's Marina Abramović.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have heard that.
Thank you.
And do you have anything else you want to plug?
Oh, yeah. I guess if you want to see Treffany, that's me, do comedy, you could see her every third Monday of the month at UCB Chelsea at a show called OSFUG.
Wow.
Thank you.
How do you spell that?
OSFUG.
Cool.
It's tricky. Wow.
I wrote it down. All right. Thank you so much for being here, Treffany. Tune in next week where we have an air chugging competition.
This was Mouth Time with Reductress, brought to you by the Sideshow Network. Written by Beth Newell, Sarah Pappalardo, Nicole Silverberg, Anna Drezin, and Jasmine Pierce. Special thanks to our producer, Maria Spertolozzi, and our guest, Becky Chacoin. Check out Reductress.com for more, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter.